You can do it. The time is now. Let's get to it. Just believe. Just believe. Just believe.
In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents the authentically entertaining voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with the always unforgettable, ever insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real life journeys. As we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live, always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. Good for all and all for good. And now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
This is Filippo Voltaggio, and this is Life Changes with Filippo. And today, our guest is Kevin Devine. He was an NFL player. As a matter of fact, he was given the title of NFL's fastest man back in 1997. And he has since turned to a very interesting blood analysis, nutritional blood analysis on top of it all. And we'll talk about what that is, why it's important to you. We'll talk about his story, how he got into this, and how it has changed his life and the lives of the people that he and his wife have started working with since they started Vivify. We'll tell you all about that in a little bit. And it's interesting that just today I had an opportunity for a major life change on our way to getting ready for the show. You know, so many people ask me about our guests before we have our guests on. And they ask me and us how we get them and where we get them and what they're doing. Because all the guests are so different from each other. And they all have one thing in common, that is that they are either helping people make life changes or have made life changes of their own and then are helping people make life changes or are part of major life changes out in the world. So though life changes is ubiquitous, we all go through life changes, not everybody is doing it consciously. Well, today I had a conscious awakening to a life change, and that is to be more in alignment with my word and my work. So, for example, I had a friend call me today who is going through life changes in the form of cancer. And I recently just learned of this from this friend of mine when he first learned of it. And it was just recent. So we have had very few conversations in the time that he told me to today. So today, being that we were going to have Kevin Devine on the show and we were going to talk about blood analysis and health, I took the opportunity to say to my friend that there are alternatives, even if he's going to go through the cancer treatment and surgery, et cetera, as so many, it's interesting, Kevin is shaking his head, so I can't wait for him to chime in here. But even if my friend went through all the normal things that, quote unquote, normal, that so many people are doing through regular hospital care, et cetera, that there may be ways to help heal more quickly or to even help the surgery along, et cetera. There are other things that we could do that not necessarily do all of our doctors know about or are even trained in. So that being said, as I started this conversation with this friend of mine, I shared with him how I had this particular friend who had gallbladder, or not gallbladder, it was, what was that? Or anyway, I'm not versed in this stuff because I don't think along these lines. But anyways, I said, you know, if I've heard and I've read and I've studied, and if you do a cleanse, if you do this, if you do that, maybe the this will shrink, and maybe this will help, and maybe this, maybe even the surgery would go better or faster or whatever. And this friend of mine said, you know, Filippo, that is so invasive to do that. And then I said, oh, yeah, well, getting a doctor to stick a knife on you and cut you, that's not invasive. Spending a week in the hospital and then another week at home recovering, that's not invasive. But doing a colonic, or doing a, you know, even if it didn't help all the way, it could help in some way. It's got to help. And then I told of this other friend, and then I told of this other friend, all of the people that said no. And this friend of mine said, you know, Filippo, I'm open to all of this. Why didn't you just tell me what I could do instead of all the things of these people have done that have not worked? And I had to stop and think, as I've been fighting, in a sense, so many people in my life, trying to tell them, you listen to me, there might be an answer here for you. Jeez. And they haven't listened. And not some not good things have happened to people that I love. And it's been hard on me too, but obviously worse on them and their closer families, including members of my own family. And here there was somebody who was willing and able to listen, and actually called me because he had found out about the guest on the show and wanted to know. And I was telling him all the negative things. And he said, tell me the good things. Tell me what I could do. I thought, wow, I'm ready as of today to change that story. And no longer will I have to fight with people, that people are going to be open to this conversation. And even if they have to revert to certain more invasive ways of doing surgeries or what have you, that they are also open to potentially dietary changes and herbs and vitamins and cleanses or meditation or spiritual or psychological, emotional ways of dealing with certain issues. So I am happy. I am so grateful to my friend to have helped me see something that I needed to change. And I'm happy to make that change today. And when we get back, we have an opportunity for you all to make some changes with our guest, Kevin Devine, and to learn about what your blood might be trying to say to you right here on Life Changes with Filippo when we get back.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook, and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Our guest is Kevin Devine, and he is the CEO and founder of Vivify. Vivify specializes in nutritional blood analysis. He started this company with his wife, who was a registered nurse, and before being a CEO of Vivify, he was an NFL player, and in 1997 he was the NFL's fastest man, coming from genes of trainers and fitness. His father himself, who is now 70 years old, was and continues to be a bodybuilder. So obviously, he knows a thing or two about being fit. Now he's certainly added a thing or two or more about being healthy. So with that, it's a pleasure to welcome Kevin Devine to the show. Welcome, Kevin.
Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. I got to know you because I actually came for a blood analysis.
Yes.
And it was fun and easy and didn't hurt at all.
No, that's a big misconception. Most people think that they're coming to get a nice IV in their vein and be in a lot of pain, and they're usually pretty nervous. Okay. But once they realize it's just a small prick of the finger, they're pretty at ease.
All right, so before we get into the pricking of the finger, let's talk about, so your dad was a bodybuilder, so did you get into that right away as a kid?
No, actually I did, and my dad was a bodybuilder before I was born, so you know, I've watched him get up every morning at 4 a.m. religiously till this day and go to the gym. Fitness has always been his number one priority.
Well, that would be enough to make me not want to do it.
Unfortunately, I think that may have what happened to some of my siblings and my mom's a little bit. He has enough gusto for all of us, so they figured let him go ahead and do it.
But you obviously got the quote-unquote bug, so you went into sports because it's not just... wasn't just football, also track and field, right?
Yes, correct. Athletics was a big key for me. I was never too much into the bodybuilding per se, but in the sports that I played, I needed to gain muscle and gain strength. So my father was a perfect example of that, and he tooled me up well.
You know, actually, I came and met you out in the parking lot, and you were changing your shirt, and I had no idea what you looked like without a shirt on. And I walked back there, and at first I'm like, oh, because there are other things happening here at the studio. And I'm like, he must be one of the actors, you know, one of the model guys. I'm like, wait, that's Kevin. And then I waved to you. It's like, you got some body on you. You're keeping it up.
Yeah, I do my best. I try. I got a buddy of mine who keeps me pretty religious as well, going to the gym. He goes consistently. I'm sure he's probably listening, so I appreciate it, buddy.
But not at 4 o'clock in the morning, I hope.
No, now that I have kids, no.
Okay, so you were doing track and field, and you were doing football, and all was going well. All was going well. Obviously, you were getting recognized and getting titles, and but you got hurt.
Yes. Well, you know, football is a pretty violent sport, and as you saw me with my shirt off, I'm not the biggest guy in the world.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Like, you're like this really fit, trim, like, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm coming into college 140 pounds, soaking wet, going against guys easily two times my size. So when those guys land on you, hitting those guys, you can get a lot of injuries being as small as I am. So it just kind of took its toll on me after a while.
Wow. I'm just trying to imagine this because, yeah, now that you, I'm like, I was thinking he must have been bigger, but no.
That's why I was so fast.
That's why you were so fast. Okay. So over the years, I know football players have injuries and pain and all that stuff that can last a lifetime. So I imagine that the work that you ended up getting into, potentially has benefits that can help offset some of that.
Oh, definitely. Being a professional athlete, you push your body to the limits in every form. So you push your mind, you push your body, you push your blood, you push your ligaments, your joints, everything. So when you get done playing football or any aggressive sport, you usually have a list of injuries that you have to deal with.
Mm.
Dealing with pain pills and painkillers, you usually have a lot of stomach issues.
Mm.
I have a lot of physical issues, but for me, my stomach issue and my digestive issue was the most important to me because I couldn't hardly eat without having discomfort. And that made me feel a lot older than what I was.
Mm.
So in getting these supplements and getting my system together, I feel like a new man.
Well, I didn't know you then, but you look like a new man.
Appreciate it.
let's get into what blood analysis is and how we do it and why and what we could learn from it. And actually, what's good is we're going to be talking about at the beginning some things or throughout actually some things that pretty much everybody has to go through. You don't have to be a health fitness guy. You don't have to be a former football player, but you just have to be growing older, I guess. You have to be an adult. You have to be living in this world at the moment and eating what most people eat, probably, that you're probably, chances are, you're going to need this or that, or might want to look into this or that. And that's even without having a blood analysis. You'll be able to figure all that out. So we're going to talk about that. This is going to be good for all of us when we come back with our guest, Kevin Devine, right after this.
Are you like many people who want to make positive changes and improvements in your life and in the world around you? Do you ever feel like there's something holding you back from achieving your true potential? Join Stefan and Shaylee Schifeidel with the Tad James Company, the world's largest NLP, coaching, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy training institute. Get ready for a life-changing experience that will give you the tools to transform your life through positive change and will help you create the future you want now. Their training programs are designed to provide you with the revolutionary knowledge, skills, and techniques necessary to effectively create long-lasting and life-changing effects. Discover more about neuro-linguistic programming and timeline therapy at www.nlpcoaching.com or call 888-440-4823. That's 888-440-4823. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
This is Filippo, and our guest today is Kevin Devine, and talk about real people sharing real life. That's exactly why this conversation that we're having with Kevin interested me. There are people that like Kevin who make major shifts in their life and learn about things that you wouldn't expect them to learn about or know about, and share with people with such a passion that I experienced when I went to see him for a session. So it was completely unexpected. You were very knowledgeable about all of this, and you know, knowing your background, I wouldn't have expected that. And so it was that which just got me in, saying, then somebody who's this passionate about it and knows this much is got to be able to help me. So I appreciate that.
Not a problem.
Gladly. So what is it that I actually went and did? I had a nutritional blood analysis done by Kevin. Kevin, tell us what that is.
A nutritional blood analysis is basically, we're going to take a drop of blood, actually a drop of a drop of blood, and we're going to put that on a high power microscope, and we're going to view that and observe it for about 18 different deficiencies. And what those deficiencies will let us know the state of your blood's health. It's a simple tool, but it gives us a lot of information, and it allows us to regulate, clean our blood so that our blood can regulate and clean our bodies.
Yeah. Nice way of saying that. You've said this before.
Yes.
So many of us, if not most of us, have had a blood test done at a doctor's office, and it comes back, and we usually get, well, you have a count of this and a count of that. And I never understood what all that meant. And there might be people that do, but I never really understood it, except for I took the doctor's word that this was good and this was not, if anything. But
yeah, so that's one of my... one of the things that I'm most excited about blood analysis is that it gives people a chance to actually see their blood, to actually visualize their health. As you were saying, you go to the doctor, they take all this blood, put in all these vials, they send it out to a laboratory, it comes back, they give you some numbers. and all you know is what range you're supposed to fall in. Mm-hmm. But when you do your nutritional blood analysis, you can actually see your blood live, living. And as you can attest, your blood's alive. You can see white blood cells morphing to attack foreign bodies in the blood system. You can see parasites. You can see undigested fats. And you can see an array of issues that we can address. So it's very motivating for a person to see their blood to get them activated to want to do something about their health.
And you also see the good stuff.
Oh, yes. A lot of people come in very nervous and, how does my blood look? Am I going to be okay? Mm-hmm. But for me, the fact that you're in here is a very positive step. Because once I see your blood, we can address it, and then you can move forward. But when you don't know what's going on, it's like walking in the dark in the mountains. Sooner or later, you're going to fall off a cliff.
So, great analogy. So, this is obviously different from a regular, quote-unquote, blood test, right? Because you're not going to be counting white blood cells and all of that.
No, it's completely different. When you get your blood taken at the doctors, they're going to take it out and they're going to have to add chemicals and test for certain different antibodies and things in your blood to come up with these numbers. Mm-hmm. Here, we're going to actually literally look at it, just as if you are looking at a math problem. Mm-hmm. You see 2 + 2, you can work it out to get 4. You can see your blood, and we can work out what we need to do to get you back on the right track.
Actually, with all due respect, it's more like looking at a video game, you know, with the Pac-Man in there eating shit. You know?
Well, definitely, that's what got me involved is...
Pac-Man?
One of the things that you can see is parasites, or parasites in the blood.
Yeah.
And they can turn your blood cells to look like Pac-Man and all kind of deformed shapes. And when I saw all those deformed blood cells being attacked by parasites, it really got me motivated and realizing to see things and view things on a more cellular level, even a metaphysical level, if you will, to understand how things work together and how things need to come together symbiotically in order for everything to stay in harmony. When things get knocked down to harmony, the music doesn't sound too good.
Mm. So you're here to make our bodies sing. Sing good.
Sing a beautiful song. The song you were meant to sing.
So, all right, well, tell us what are a couple of the things, because I figure in the age that we're living, at least in Los Angeles, and the air that we're breathing, and you know, all of that, traffic, pollution, et cetera, I figure pretty much everybody that comes in, except me, of course, I was completely, we won't talk about me.
Perfection personified.
Perfection personified. So you probably see a certain number of things in everybody's blood.
Yes.
Like, what's the top thing?
The main thing I see in mostly everyone's blood is digestive issues. And that's usually because when we get around 27, closing into 30, we start producing as many enzymes as we once did, as well as the foods we eat and the way we prepare our foods take the enzymes out of the foods that would be there for us, as well as kill off some of our enzymes. So digestive issues is the main thing that I usually see in everyone's blood. And to let everyone know, we are what we eat. As we eat is as we go. So if we eat junk food, we're turning our body into junk. If we eat healthy food, we're turning our bodies into the temples they're supposed to be. So it's important that we always recognize that nature is perfection for our bodies because we are from nature. Hmm. So when we start eating chemicals, man-made things, that's when we start falling into all these issues. So if we can eat healthy foods, make sure we're digesting our foods, then the body can sustain itself.
Okay, so let's assume that people are not going to eat healthy foods. So what you're saying is that we can't our bodies, after a certain age especially, can't break that down. Or we've killed the enzymes off. So it sounds like the first thing on your list is we all pretty much need to take enzymes.
Yes. To make sure that we digest all our foods, so our proteins, our fats, and our sugars, making sure that we don't leave any byproducts behind for systems in our bodies that aren't designed as primary to deal with those issues, they get forced to deal with those issues. And as those systems have to deal with those issues, they begin to weaken. And as they begin to weaken, they begin to function less. And as they begin to function less, we begin to leave more byproducts for our bodies to deal with. And then that's when you start getting into things like cancers and autoimmune diseases and things like that. So it's important that we digest our foods. And let me also say that it's not just unhealthy food. So it's not just because a person eat hamburgers that they need enzymes.
Mm-hmm.
You can still eat healthy, but you will still need enzymes just because you're not digesting the foods. Okay, so if you're not digesting, whether it's protein in any of its form, whether it's plant or vegetable protein, whether it's fat in any form, whether it's from a burger or from an avocado, whether it's sugar from a packet of sugar or from an apple, if you're not digesting those things, we will leave byproducts that our bodies will have to deal with.
And so you see those byproducts in the blood.
Yes.
And actually, I saw them too, in my blood. So if one gets an analysis, one can see it.
If that's the issue that they're having.
And chances are that is an issue that most people have.
Yes. Yeah, if you're not having that issue, then you already are knowledgeable in this. And you're taking proactive steps. At least that's the only people that I've seen who didn't have these issues, whose blood I've tested.
Okay, good for them. And so those steps are either eating more raw, I guess?
Raw and as much foliage and green foods as possible.
So raw or even cooked?
Raw is best.
Okay.
Cooked, you want to make sure you don't put in other products, processed products, mm-hmm. that's going to basically taint your food. But if you steam your broccoli, that's fine. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to throw it into a batter of grease or lard.
Oh, man.
So you throw you throw your vegetables in lard, and now you're eating lard. It's not vegetables anymore. So,
yeah. Yeah, we're done with this conversation. Can't put my vegetables in lard. What you talking about?
What you talking about, Wes?
Okay, and or they're also doing the enzyme thing. So,
yes,
taking enzymes.
So the enzyme's going to make sure we digest our food, and then the second edge of that sword will be taking a good plant-based probiotic.
Yeah, actually, probiotics, really key, really important. And why don't we talk about that when we come back? We'll start with probiotics, what they are and why you want them. Blood analysis or not, you want them.
Yes.
So we'll talk about that when we come back with our guest, Kevin Devine, here on Life Changes with Filippo.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of 4 and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen. And the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up.
Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
This is indeed Filippo, and our guest tonight is Kevin. You know, actually, Kevin Devine, we should mention your wife and give a shout out to her because she's with the kids. Otherwise, she'd be with us, right?
She is the heart and soul of Vivify.
She is the heart and soul. Say hi, wife.
Hello, my beautiful queen.
You know, pronounce her name for me.
Acqui.
Acqui.
Yes.
Okay, because from the way it's spelled, that's not how I would say it.
So how would you pronounce it?
You know, I'm not Acqui. That's exactly how I'd pronounce it. So we've been talking to our guest, Kevin Devine, about Vivify, the group that does the nutritional blood analysis. Kevin is the CEO, and you can go to vivifyme.com. That's VIVIFYME.com, vivifyme.com. Because there you can learn more about this process, you can learn more about them, and you can also learn how you can apply this same kind of philosophy to your pets. If we have time, we'll talk about that. And there you'll also have products that you can buy we just talked about enzymes, and we're going to be talking about probiotics, and all of that is there. I know that when I came to see you, you were telling me about the products, and I was telling you that there was a lot of stuff that I had at home that I was taking, and you were great. You were like, if you've got great products, great. But you all, your team has done the research on what products out there actually work, and then don't just get flushed through your systems and all that. So you stand behind the products that are there at vivifyme.com. And so if anybody's interested, go there and start with the enzymes and then potentially the probiotics. So tell us about that.
So as we stated before, the enzymes are going to make sure we digest our foods.
Yeah.
So that's going to make sure that we minimize the amount of byproducts that we leave behind, the amount of waste we leave behind. Whatever waste and byproducts we leave behind, the probiotics are going to make sure that we flush all that out.
And that's okay. Like good bacteria, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's going to make sure that we have our consistent bowel movements. It's going to help boost our immune system, and it's going to also support all our other systems as well. So a probiotic is very important. You're probably starting to see them now on commercials now. They're starting to talk about it more. They're starting to...
Yeah, with the yogurt and all that stuff. Right. But that stuff's pasteurized, so it's like it's killed off, I understand.
And yogurt really doesn't have enough of the culture in it to significantly help you. So we do recommend all vegetable-based probiotic with at least 8 to 11 strands in it and in the billion count, because sometimes you can get some that are in the million count. You want at least 50 billion count. Wow. Well, not at least 50 billion, but in the billions. 50 billions would be more for adults, and the five or lower would be for children and your pets.
Sounds like a lot.
Well, it sounds like a lot, but it's just in one pill. So you don't have to worry about the number itself. You're not taking 50 billion pills.
Okay. So what's the next thing that you would say that the majority of the people that come in? Because I'm thinking there will be some people that I know you also travel. You've been to Canada and you're at conventions and conferences and stuff like that. So if people see Vivify Group, they know that they can come to you. And those who are in Los Angeles can come here as well. However, those that can't, they can at least get started by going to the website, potentially buying some of the products from there. What are the things that, what else do you see in the majority of the people?
The majority of people usually, like I said, they're having that digestive issue, so they need a good enzyme and a good probiotic. After that, usually people are low in iron, so they maybe have an iron deficiency, have a problem absorbing iron. But mainly what people need is the enzymes, the probiotic, and a good cleanse.
Good cleanse.
We have a product called Stone Buster as well as a product called Pure Cleanse. But you can also do, like a popular one is cayenne pepper and lemon. Some people just do juice diets, water diets, fruit diets. So anything that's going to flush your system out and clean your organs out will be very beneficial, kind of give yourself a restart.
Do you actually have a product that has nutrients that you take during a cleanse?
Yes. This product is called Moringa oleifera. It's the plant that's closest to our DNA. It's a superfood, a number of products in it from minerals, amino acids, anti-inflammatories. It's a superfood, so it's a great product. That, and we also have a product called Bee Vibrant, which is made from bee propolis. They give that, that's what they make the honeycomb out of. It's anti-sterile, antibacterial, antiviral. Royal jelly, it's what they give the queen. She lives 6 years, everyone else lives 6 weeks. Mm. And bee pollen, which is an anti-inflammatory and good for allergies. And it's also a superfood. A bee can take, I believe it's an ounce of honey and fly around the world once. That's how much nutrition is in honey.
Wow. Yeah, so okay, I didn't know that. So I'm personally big on cleanses. I have done many different kinds of cleanses. I haven't tried these in particular. However, I think I'm better off when I'm doing a cleanse that has nutrients in it, mm-hmm. as opposed to just doing a water cleanse or something like that. That's just me. So I would think that people, especially if they're newbies at this, they're better off, I would think. Yeah, I'm not a doctor, but that just makes sense to me. Doing a cleanse that actually has nutrients and honey, and so they can fly around the world.
Well, you definitely want to have some nutrients, and it also depends on your lifestyle. If you have a more sedentary lifestyle, then your nutrient level may not need to be as much because you're not burning as much. Mm. But if you're an athlete, you can't sit there and cleanse and detox and not take any nutrients. So
good point.
It depends on where you're at and your lifestyle. But the main thing is, while you're cleansing, if you're going to put anything in your body, make sure that it's pure, raw, and it's clean. So you don't want anything processed. You want to stay away from GMO products. Mm. So things like that. So when you're trying to cleanse your body out, you're really trying to cleanse your body out. There's a reason why in religions people fast.
Mm.
Because as the body cleanses itself, you also can cleanse your soul and your mind and your spirit. So it all works symbiotically.
I never put that together. Really?
Yes.
Well.
So I don't want to get religious on you.
Try me.
But
go on.
Depending on who your creator is, who you believe in, I believe there's always been one universal creator. He deals with us, or she deals with us, on every single level that we are. Mentally, physically, emotionally, our souls, our cells, everything about us he's in or she's in contact with.
Mm.
So when we fast, when we cleanse ourselves, we take out all the gunk and leave room for that essence to come in. So
kind of like cleaning the temple.
There you go.
Kind of thing.
It's not an accident that they say the body's a temple.
Body's a temple. When we come back, there are times when that temple gets really polluted with some things that you actually mentioned earlier, like HIV or cancer or things like that. So there are things that people can take specifically, that people can do. And so when those kinds of things happen, then there are alternatives as well.
Yes, definitely. There's alternatives to basically the medical association as we know it now. Our take on everything is we want everything to be as natural as possible.
Mm-hmm.
As I was saying before, all our products are God-made or mm-hmm. creator-made mm-hmm. from this earth. When you go to the doctor, you're dealing with man-made.
Mm-hmm.
So you're dealing with an imperfect being trying to make something perfect for somebody imperfect, as opposed to a perfect being making something perfect for his own creation. So, you know, I don't ever want to discredit our medical system that we have now, because it's vital and it's important. So I'm not saying don't ever go to the doctor. You know, the diagnostic tools that they have, some of the medications that we've been luckily to have over the years are still, you know, vital for the health of society. But whenever you can, you want to go the natural route, because that's what your body's made, is for the natural route. So it's like, are you going to take your Mini off-roading? It's not made to do that. That's not its natural habitat. So if you keep it on the track, you'll get its performance. But if you do things that it's not accustomed to, then just like that Mini, it's going to break down around lap 2 or 3.
I like to think of my Mini as a Ferrari.
There you go. So, well, you definitely want to take your Ferrari off-road.
Definitely don't want to take my Ferrari off-road. When we come back, we are going to continue that conversation, because it's obviously very important. And it goes back to the conversation that I was having with my friend today. So we'll want to give them positive information that can help and support not only him, but so many people that are dealing with so many issues like the ones you mentioned. So we'll be back with more of this lively conversation live from Studio NoHo in North Hollywood, California. I am Filippo Voltaggio. Our guest is Kevin Devine. We'll be right back.
Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page.
We're back. This is Filippo on Life Changes with Filippo. Again, like I said, we are live with Kevin Devine here at Studio NoHo. It's good conversation. It's fun, and yet at the same time, we're talking about some hard stuff, which it doesn't have to be, but it is for most people.
Yes.
So I have to say that I have, you know how they say it, when separating the wheat from the chaff kind of thing? Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, it's times when somebody gets a diagnosis that you really see what somebody's made of. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, if people preach something and then all of a sudden they get a scare like that, they end up going completely opposite. So they never really had it in them, or they just get that scared. or they just they don't trust that what they know is what's going to really help them. So I think the best idea is to help people not get that diagnosis, so they never have to be tested. I think, right? But in that way. So what do you suggest? What are the main issues that people are having that these kinds of nutritional products can support?
Well, the main issue that I find today is that people are, in modern day, we want everything right now, you know, a quick fix. So we want our food now. We want to get to where we need to go now. We want our information now. And in doing that, we're cutting some corners, and they're vital corners. So we have products that do everything in a natural-based form. I always seem to come up with an analogy. So people get an illness, and they go to the doctor, and they want a pill that once they take it, that's it. I'm good. I should be fine from here on out. But the problem with that is that if for something to work so quickly, it has to be so powerful that usually it's going to knock you past your homeostasis. Mm. So the analogy I like to use is, if you tell me to open up this door here and I walk over there slowly and open the door slowly, the door is going to open. But if you're in a hurry, that might not be fast enough. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times, most people, they just want to come in and kick that door down. Mm-hmm. The door's open, but now look at the hinges. Now look at the surrounding parts that get damaged. So recently, and I hope she doesn't mind me discussing this, my beautiful mother-in-law, she had a cancer scare. She had I think she had cancer in her rectum and large intestines. Mm. Fortunately for her, she was able to get that part cut out and was not in need of chemo. We have products for that, for just that situation, if you do have cancer. We have a product that's called Genesis Factor, and it has a herb in it that's called Graviola, which in 1976, the Cancer Institute stated that it was 10 to 20,000 times stronger than chemotherapy.
Wow.
So now you can see the dilemma. When a person is dealing with cancer and basically is fighting for their lives, are they going to go natural or are they going to go chemical? Fortunately for my mother-in-law, she didn't have to do it. And fortunately, my wife is very proactive, so she was letting our mom know what she can take in the meanwhile, for the future, and for prevention. Mm. And by the grace of God, she grasped hold of that, and she's doing those things now. But I have an array of testimonies where I have people who've been cured from cancer. No, excuse me. We don't cure. Whose body's been able to regulate the cancer, brain cancer at that. I've had a lady who had been in and out of the hospital for over 5 years. She couldn't muster up 3 hours worth of energy a day. She's now said she's 95% back to herself. People with sickle cell, we've been able to get them from going into sickle cell crisis and not need to take so many pain medications, because that's all they have for sickle cell right now, is just pain medication. We have a product called Stone Buster that removes uric acid. We have a person who was dealing with gout severely, and now they don't have that issue anymore. So if you get the time, come check out our webpage at vivifyme.com. Check out our products and read what they do. And whatever they say they do, I'll attest they do those things. As an athlete, I've taken so many supplements and products over the years, especially with my father being a bodybuilder. And I can say literally that at least 95% of them, I didn't feel any effect from them. Ever since I've been taking these natural products, I've felt the effects like I've never felt anything before.
You know, I actually had a friend who had a tumor And this friend lives quite a ways away from me and was visiting. And that's when he told me and showed me this major growth on his body. And I said, what are you doing about it? And he said he was going to deal with it the natural way. And I said, oh, great. I was excited. And I said, tell me what you're doing. And he said, well, basically, I'm just going to let it go away. And then he proceeded to eat fast food and drink sodas and et cetera, et cetera. And I said, is this part of your natural way? And he said, yeah, I'm just going to let it, you know, go away naturally. And I said, go have it cut out. I'm all about the natural way, but that ain't natural. That's not. And so, you know, there are people that die or get sick, more sick, the quote unquote natural way. That's not the natural way. Doing the same thing that got it there isn't going to make it go away.
That's right.
But doing it. So I've had that question a lot saying, you know, but there have been people dying doing it the natural way. It's like, well, what's the natural? What did they think they did that was natural?
Well, unfortunately, they think the natural way is just not being proactive. So the natural way is finding remedies in nature that our forefathers, our ancestors have used. You know, you never looked in the history books and looked in HMS Batopia and seen hospitals. How are they helping themselves? Mm. How are they living these long lifespans? It's because they found nature's remedies. And once you find those remedies, and I have a hard time even even with my wife sometimes, because I have a lot of, like, because I was born in Mississippi, so we have a lot of little
voodoo,
not voodoo, but just
where are you going with it?
Unmodern.
Uh-huh.
You know, if you want to say old slave remedies, if you will, be
uh-huh.
things that most people may not have been able to get. So we had to find those things in nature.
Mm-hmm.
So if I tell her, yeah, you know, you might just want to say, it was, put a little salt on that. That'll help.
Mm.
In her mind, that I didn't read that in medical school. That's an impossibility.
Right.
So it's
or boil this leaf or chew on this.
Well, my sister's going to kill me. She had an issue. Well, she had, I believe they call it a kernel, where you can get like a sore infection, almost like a boil.
Okay.
And she had a few on her body. And one of the remedies to bring it to a head to get rid of it was you put salt pork on it. It worked. I thought it was the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life. As a youngster, and I'm saying, you're putting salt pork on your skin and you got that, but that doesn't make sense. But it worked. So all that being said, never discount nature. Never discount what works. Okay, so my guru, if you want to call him that, the man who taught me nutritional blood analysis and has created all our proprietary blends, he got into it because he lost his father and his brother to cancer.
Mm.
He literally went down to the Amazon and spoke with the medicine men there. They felt that his heart was pure enough, took him into the mountains, and they taught him basically their ways.
I didn't know this.
Yeah,
this is great.
So that's why all our products are strictly from the Amazon. I think we have one product that's Chinese herbs.
Wow. And is the pork salt on here?
No.
No.
Oh, my sister's going to kill me.
She's going to kill me now, too. Oh, man.
But, yeah, but all our products are natural, no synthetics, no additives. It's just the root, the flower, the fruit, the stem or the leaf inside a vegetable cap. Nothing else. And all our stuff is made in a FDA-approved laboratory. I can't speak enough about the products. And when I speak about these products, I'm not boasting on my end. I'm mostly boasting on basically my mentor, Bub Cronin. He's done an excellent job with his research and with his blends.
Well, this is awesome. VivifyMe.com. VivifyMe.com. We have one more minute left. Tell us how tell us about the pet thing.
Okay. So our products are pure, and like we said, they're all natural. What's good for the geese is good for the gander. So our products also work well for our children and our pets. Mm. Of course, some are maybe too strong for children, so you have to be advised by me if you're going to do that, or someone that's knowledgeable. But for pets, dogs, they need enzymes. Horses, race horses, all they need enzymes. They need a good probiotic.
Really?
So that will also can alleviate a lot of cancers and growths that you see people who have dogs, and I had a dog too and love dogs. You see once they get a certain age, they start getting those growths on their arms and their feet and stuff like that. That's just because they have these byproducts from not digesting their foods. So we don't have to get old and decrepit. You know, we can literally...
Amen.
We can literally ride off into that sunset. You know, my grandfather, who I unfortunately never got to meet, lived to be over 100 years old.
Wow.
My wife's grandmother, no, that would be her great-grandmother, lived to be over 100 years old.
Wow.
So, you know, don't hit 40, 50 and think, oh, it's downhill. It's not. It's just getting started.
As a matter of fact, I'd rather people not say that downhill thing or over the hill thing. It's not necessary. No. It doesn't serve. Kevin, it's been a pleasure.
The pleasure was all mine.
And I look forward to seeing this grow and seeing a lot of people benefit from your wisdom and what you have to share here. And remember, you can download this, share it with your friends. If you think there's information here that can serve them, especially if they've gotten news of something that is not pleasant in their body, you can go to vivifyme.com and learn more, or go see Kevin or his wife or any of their team. And we're happy to have served the information. I trust it'll help. And I look forward to connecting some more. Yes. In the meantime, this is Filippo saying thank you. Thank you to all of you who are open to this information. I'm happy to be sharing with all those that are.
And if I could say one more thing, remember always, you are what you eat. The mind controls matter. Don't let the matter control your mind.
There's another famous quote Kevin likes to say, and that is, let thy food be thy medicine. Is that it?
Yes, but that's not my quote.
No, it's not your quote.
Yeah.
I can't take credit for that.
I know. I said a famous quote. I'll give a famous quote, and that's by Filippo, who says, remember, as your life changes, we're there for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network, and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes.